This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Hunger-Free Colorado and some state lawmakers are asking Congress for more money to fund food aid for families in the next coronavirus relief package. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Congress is still deadlocked on how to move forward with the next wave of federal money to boost the economy and help people impacted by COVID-19. Democratic State Senator Brittany Petterson and Republican Larry Crowder are asking Colorado's U.S. senators to back a 15% increase in supplemental nutrition assistance benefits, known as SNAP. According to Hunger Colorado, more families need support and help with food, especially as unemployment continues to rise. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A hotline is being set up for people receiving those mysterious packages of seeds. CPR's Paolo Schalzeda reports.
More than 260 people have reported unsolicited packages of seeds since Monday. The Colorado Department of Agriculture says the seeds are being mailed in from China and other countries. Officials say recipients shouldn't plant, throw away, or open the seeds. The seeds may introduce invasive species that harm local plants and wildlife. Instead, they should call the state hotline. I'm Paolo Schalzeda, CPR News.
Crews are working a small fire on top of a silo at the Molson Coors Brewery in Golden. About 40 firefighters sprayed water on flames emanating from wood planks atop the silo. The cause is under investigation. No injuries reported. Coming up on the program, former President Barack Obama suggested that Congress enact voting rights legislation, even if it means getting rid of the Senate filibuster. Then Secretary of State Mike Pompeo testified on Capitol Hill today and faced various questions from a lack of diversity among diplomats to Russian bounties to the Taliban. We'll have those stories next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, 11 months after Elijah McClain's death in Aurora police custody, federal investigators are trying to figure out if officers violated McClain's civil rights. CPR's Allison Sherry brings us up to date on the case in 10 minutes. 78 and mostly cloudy in Denver. It is 75 and mostly sunny in Vail. 93 and sunny in Grand Junction. 85 partly cloudy for Pueblo. This is CPR News.